This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to O'Neill on CliffCentral.com here. It's a beautiful Friday afternoon. In case you're wondering, O'Neill is not here. He did not have a sex change. My name is Miss Prue, your favorite house music DJ, and I'm not chilling alone. I'm hanging out with Fifi Koopa.
What a crazy Friday, man. We're excited to be out here. We're going to be having 1 hour straight with you guys, and we're going to have so much fun. So you better get ready. I go by the name of Fifi Koopa all the way from Meth Town, and you're listening to CliffCentral.com.
Exactly. On today's show, we have Mpumi. She did a track called Somandla, and she did a hot track called Wena. And
Dog, let me tell you something. The first time I saw her performing was actually last week, Sunday, Go Soshangu. I was like, what the hell is going on? Because I was chilling at the back, and I can hear the sound.
Yeah.
She's wearing this top that keeps flying. I'm like, come on.
And you her know, performances are almost...
She's very, very talented.
Her performances are almost like those Beyonce type
come
of performances.
On, you know.
So yes, you are hanging out with Mpumi for the next half of 2 o'clock here on Cliff Central. Mpumi, how are you?
I'm good. Firstly, thank you very much, ladies. You guys are so sweet. Thank you very much. Aww. And I'm so happy to be here hanging out with my favorite ladies in the game.
You know, we have to be.
Exactly. So if we can just get straight into the interview, there's a couple of questions that I've always wanted to ask you, Jay.
Yeah.
Because we always see you as this girl that's on stage and you are performing like amazing things. But who is Mpumi outside of the music?
Mpumi is just a simple girl, Jay, from... I mean, I was born in the rural areas, guys. So, Jay...
Where's the rural areas?
The rural areas back in KZN. And
you
know? So, I still that... I'm that Makaya girl, a girl from Emakaya, you know?
I went to Makaya boy.
I'm a Makaya boy. You know, so I'm a simple person who just loves music and entertaining people. God gave me a gift, so I just want to share it with everybody.
That is so dope. So what inspired you to get into the music?
You know what? It was not even much that I was inspired by anything. It was just, I just knew that it's my calling.
Yeah.
I just knew it from a very early age. I can't explain it. It was just when I saw Brenda on stage, I was like, but I'm supposed to be there next to her. I mean, why am I here?
You know?
Exactly.
Why am I here and she's there?
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things.
That was Lebo Matosa. Like,
yes.
I was like, hell no.
Why
I
is she then? I'm here.
Her,
and
you know?
Got something at Lebo Matosa, but we'll discuss that a bit later. So what did your family think when you told them, you know what, I want to be a performer, I want to sing? You know, family have this reaction, if you're in the entertainment industry, then that means that you're not going to make money, you're going to fail.
Yeah.
So what was your family's reaction to your decision on being
my mother was like, school first, you know, just go to school, go to university, go get that degree, that diploma, thereafter we can talk, you can do whatever you want with your life. So so she sent me to school and I went and studied television studies just so that I can get a 9-to-5 like everyone else, you know, and be able to bring that bacon home. And when I finished with my degree and I started working for a public broadcaster, then I then pursued my music, and my mom was very, very happy. My family actually was very, very happy because, you know, I got them what they needed and now I'm doing me, you know.
Yeah.
So
wow,
they're very
so
excited
great.
And they're it very is. supportive.
So, you know, with me, like, when I started rapping, actually, when I started making it, like, moving to Joburg and my songs were playing on Channel O, you know, I started losing my friends, people that I trusted so much. So I want to know if it's just happening to me or have your friends and family members maybe changed towards you ever since, you know, you started making it.
You know, funny enough, my true friends have never changed. Ne?
Yeah,
they've stayed the same.
Yeah.
But it's... other people, you know, that the people that you have, like,
not
a one-on-one conversation with them, like, pass by, hello, how are you doing,
you know,
today?
Mm.
Those people, they seem to have changed a lot, you know. Some others are much nicer than I would expect them to be.
Yeah.
And others are just, so you think you are. What do you think you are, actually, you know?
Yeah,
so I get those, but it doesn't really bother me because I know people are people, you know.
And it's weird how some of your closest people are the ones that actually change the most at some point of your career. The people that you actually, depend on. I know I've lost a whole lot of friends. Mm. I think I just have two friends left in my life.
Like, mm. people and will complain for stupid things. Like, people like will complain, why are you not calling me? Hello, yeah. you know that I'm busy. If yeah. I wasn't busy, I would call exactly. you or text you.
And we'd hang and chill. You know? Yes, but our yes. timetables, unfortunately, don't allow us. Because when people are
when it's public holidays for us, it's work. Actually, that's time we the are day. The most busiest. You know? Oh my God. You know, that's my day at the office, you know?
So. Yeah. Talking about your work and everything, who would you love to work with that you haven't worked with?
Oh my gosh. With? There are so many people that I would still love to work with you. Woo-hoo. I would still like to work with the sister from the Mafta. You know?
For that, I think that deserves a horn, like as Tibo Touch would say.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of people, man. I also like, I'm very old school. My soul is very old. So, I bumped into Tsepo Tsula last weekend at a gig that we were doing together. And I was just reminded it at how much this guy is such a legend. And I don't think that we celebrate him as much as we ought to, you know. To. And I thought to myself, I would like to work with him, you know. Yeah. So recently, that's one guy that I thought about. Ooh. And I was like, I would like to work with this guy.
That would actually be so much cool. Mm. Yes. Like, so, I used to look up to that guy because my mom would play his songs almost every day, like every day.
He's amazing. He is, I mean, so amazing. I was listening to his album and it sounds like, the sound sounds like he just did it last week, because his music does not
mature
age.
Sound.
It doesn't at all.
It is so mature. It's amazing.
It's not easy now in nowadays finding people that make that type of music.
The
that
producers.
Lasts.
Mm. We have a gold mine on those old guys.
No,
yeah.
we do. Bohu, Brahu, Masikela.
Yes, Brahu as well.
Imagine doing a track with Brahu. That would be awesome.
2016, what can we expect from you? Because we're excited.
Yo, don't get me started, guys. I am so excited. I'm very excited. I'm excited because since 2013, actually, mm-hmm. I've been recording music. Mm-hmm. And some of those tracks are not out. Some are out, like Sumandla. And you know, that excitement, because I'm waiting to share it with my people, you know, and people have been waiting so long for my album. So finally around March, April, I should be dropping an album. So I'm very excited about that.
Oh. Talking about your album, I've actually been one of those people that have been waiting for your album ever since I heard you perform for the first time. And I was like, you know what? I think this girl has got like such an amazing voice. And when when she drops her album, it's going to be fire. Umlilo.
Mm. Are you ready?
I don't think people
are
ready.
I'm getting goosebumps, though. Because you're taking me back to that
Thank
performance.
You guys. Thank you.
Oh my God, that is so
Just to
great.
Take people back a bit, here is a track that Umpumi did with Heavy K called Wena.
Yebo.
Which was one of the big house track fillers. Wena. Dance floor fillers, actually.
Aibo.
Oh, why, 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 show of a wow. What you when I when I when I'm done now, me as it and wow. What you come to peel um to little wow. Me now I show of a wow. What you when I when I when I'm done now, me as it and wow.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Oh yes, this is Cliff Central. Ooh, I'm biting my tongue. Uh-huh. CliffCentral.com. It is O'Neill's show. O'Neill is not in. Sitting in for O'Neill actually is Miss Prue and the lovely Fifi Cooper.
Son. Oh, yes.
You can actually tweet us at Miss Prue _DJ at CliffCentral.com, and you can tweet Fifi Cooper on
at Fifi Cooper. Son.
Exactly. Just to ask more questions for Sis Mpumi. Yeah. If you have any questions for her. So there's so many other things that we actually would love to know. But before that, Ufifi was telling us off air that she actually did a tattoo.
Yeah, you know what? My tattoo is not even finished because I was late for the show.
And she's got a plastic
on. So now
on.
I have to go back for the paint? No, man. I could have been done, but I'm so happy to be here. And I don't regret the fact that I'm out here having a chat with Sis Mpumi and the beautiful, beautiful Miss Prue.
Exactly. So I just want to ask you, so who's your lucky bae?
Hi, Bo.
My lucky bae. Nas,
okay. Bae Fontaine, boyfriend, lover
what
of bae
when you are so busy? Guys, I don't have no bae. I don't have no, maybe after my album, because like I'm focused. My album is like my baby number one. You
yep.
Know? Yeah. So yes. Yeah, it's my bae. Actually, my album is my bae.
Oh my God, I actually
so,
like that.
Exactly.
I'd be so unfair to that person because I don't have time. Mm. I don't have time. I don't have time.
And so it's really hard for them to understand when you
exactly.
Say,
hey,
I can't
yes.
Be home today.
You know coming home, 2 a.m., you know, 3 a.m., who's
you know,
time
and
for that?
When you get home, you're tired.
You don't cook. You see? And then you get angry when he has a makwa pain. It's like, ugh.
Then, yeah.
Exactly. No. So yeah. It messes up your schedule as well.
So let's keep it. Bae is my
is your album.
Album.
Let's talk about your album. Who have you worked with on your album, and what is it that we can expect?
Oh, I've
the
worked
next single. I want to know about
the
next
the
single.
Guys that you know, Euphony, KVK, mm-hmm. Black Motion is in there. DJ Mix, who's done a lot of tracks for me. The CJ, who were on air just now, Stones and Bones, they are on the album with me, and it's a lot of people, guys. And a lot of unknown producers because I believe that, you know, talent does not come with status.
True.
You don't have to be known to be talented. I mean, we were once unknown.
That is
and
so true.
We were talented. So there's a lot of other producers that are known that have given a chance to show me a thing.
Can
or
you
two.
Name one or two?
There's Josta.
Yeah.
Josta from Social Ngove. He signed Underlinga's Entertainment. There are guys from PE.
We are so excited. We can't wait to hear the album.
Because we are so excited and we can't wait, we'd like for you to sing maybe a verse.
Yes, Nyana.
A young something.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Something you can expect from the album.
This one is called Yahweh. Yahweh is out on iTunes. It recently came out on iTunes and all platforms that you can get it at. It goes like this. No one get fell and get a mass. Utando lang and pelang get a loss. Oh, lako, baba. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
Beep, 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 beep. Come on, we need that horn. We need that horn. You are so good. Like, if you were not a musician, what could you be? Like,
if I was not a musician, guys, I'd be so worthless. I'd be totally useless.
You know, because you're so good. I'd be useless, you know? Guys. Shout out to you, man. Don't forget to tweet us at cliffcentral.com, at Miss Prue underscore DJ, and at Fifi Cooperson. We out chat. Cliff Central, le os mpumi wa rona, ofetsa gore blessa ka yawe. Hi, bo. So, I want to know, because we've been talking about you having the best performances. Have you ever had like an embarrassing moment on stage? Maybe the Tlalaga Yone 101.
Don't get me started on that one.
Come on.
I had a show booked by some radio station out in PE, and our Mpumi decided to wear a what is it? You know, like the stick on bras. I decided to wear a stick on bra, but fortunately for me, I was wearing a top and a figure belt. So when the stick on bra decided, Mpumi is hot, I'm sweating. It decided to fall. It fell into like inside it was held by the figure belt. That was embarrassing, and I thanked God for that figure belt.
Yeah, no. Oh, no, gosh.
Can you imagine underwear on stage?
Guys, I've never really had like an embarrassing moment
on stage.
Because like when I feel uncomfortable, I just laugh in the crowd. You know, I just go.
They laugh with you.
It's a joke.
They laugh with you.
I've had an embarrassing moment. When I walked into a club, like I tripped.
Oh my
so,
god!
So and like Aparidi Healy trying to be like Miss Prue, you know, kind of they spilled some alky on the floor and it was a bit sticky and my heels were sticking.
Will hit you,
yeah. And I balanced with my DJ bag, like this is.
Why you lending a DJ?
You see why you must thank God for being a DJ.
You know, balanced with my DJ bag. So no, it was good. Like embarrassing moments, they always build you.
Yes.
At the end of the day.
Definitely.
In the next 5 years, like what can we expect from you? What are your goals for the next 5 years?
For the next 5 years, I'm planning to really. I've already registered a record label, and I'm really, really planning to empower other people, sign them into my label, especially ladies, guys, because I really, really think, you know, I really, really think that we have a serious work to do as ladies in South Africa in the music industry. And I think that I would be mentoring and helping, you know, just my mission is women in music in the next 5 years. So I want to see them having recorded their albums, and I want to see them understanding the business of the game, you know. So that's my mission.
We kind of have the same goal. I also once said I want to have like my own record label just to sign females, because you know when you've been through the challenges, you're going to be able to help somebody else and make it a bit more easier for her, because you know what to do and what not to do. So being a female in this industry is very difficult. The challenges, you have to work twice as hard as everyone.
Taken seriously.
You know? Yeah. So, I mean, for other young girls, like, it would really break my heart to see them go through the same thing, you know? So I think as females, we have to take that decision, you know.
Definitely.
What, let's
because
just help.
To bring
the
each other
is,
up.
The thing is, guys, they are holding hands in the industry.
Extremely,
you know.
Yeah.
And they are taken very, very serious. So I think it's high time that we do the same thing for the ladies.
And I'm glad you mentioned the business side of the industry, because a lot of people don't understand there's a hectic business side to the music industry.
Definitely.
You don't just get up on stage and start performing. There's actually a whole lot more that goes into you performing on a stage or on that day. So
so what's your advice to young aspiring artists like Babatlang?
I'll just say to them, you know, if you believe that God has given you the talent, first you must believe that, you know, and be very honest about it. Be very, very honest. You must be convicted that this is it, you know. And if that's the case, then you need to work on that craft, man, every day. Work on it. Write the songs. Sometimes, you know, I used to write songs and I'd be like, I wonder if anyone would ever be able to hear the song.
You know?
But I wrote those songs, and today I'm happy that I can just go back to my file and just share them with people, you know. So I'm gonna say, just work on that song, but most importantly, go to school, Joe. Like, just go to school. If you have an opportunity to go to school, go to school, because like Miss Prue just said now, it's a lot of the business is hectic, it's very, very it's hard business, you know. It's very hard to understand the music business, so you'd be doing yourself a favor by going to school.
Exactly. Yeah. We just want to play a quick game with you. So we're going to say something, then you're going to fill in the missing word type of thing.
Okay. All right.
Just for fun.
Just for fun. Just because we are fun like that.
You know? Because it's a Friday.
Because it's a Friday.
Yeah, so without music, I would be?
I'd be a street adult.
Music is?
My life.
I write songs because
God would punish me if I didn't.
My celebrity crush is?
Who is my celebrity crush, guys? Like, I've been, like, I don't pay attention to those things. Hey, guys, I'm sorry. I don't.
Justin Bieber, maybe. Chris
like
Brown.
But guys, no, I want someone local. I need to think
Come
about
on,
someone
my
local.
List is endless. I don't even know who's my crush. Like, everyone is
no,
just my
crush.
No,
that's the thing, though. Okay, let me think quite quickly.
Jay something
is kind of hot, but it's taken.
Okay,
but
nah.
Yeah.
Next
okay.
Okay. If I was Penny Sparrow, I would
regret what I said to people of South Africa with my mouth. I would hide in shame.
And the last one, my alter ego name is?
I don't have one.
You don't?
I don't have one, guys.
Are you serious?
Like, what's your alter ego, Miss Fru?
Miss Fru is my alter ego.
No, you probably have like 25 alter egos. Like, I know you. Yeah. I know you.
You channel them, Jay, at a random moment.
All right, cool. Don't forget to tweet us at cliffcentral.com, at @MissPrue_DJ, and at @FifiCooperson. Tell us what you think about the show. But I'm out here trying to co-host with the beautiful Miss Prue. So just tweet us and let us know what you think about the show. We having fun. I hope you having fun too.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Mpume, for joining us today.
Thank you very much, guys.
I've asked you all the questions I've always wanted to ask you. So hopefully later this year or next year, actually, 2017, we'll work on a project together.
Definitely. Yes. It's long overdue.
Exactly. So we're just going to play out with one of your tracks. And thank you so, so much for joining us. And hopefully we'll see you very soon.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com.
You're boarding a plane in 2 hours, and you're looking forward to Sin City. Your girlfriend, however, has her heart set on Rome. You love her dearly, and let's be honest, she totally wears the pants. So you load up Rome Season 2 on your laptop in the Departures Lounge, but by the time you get to Cape Town, you're demanding she plays The Good Wife. Because with Showmax for R99 a month, you get to watch the best series and movies online anytime. So get to showmax.com and get your 7-day free trial.
Good morning, gold MacBook. And you, silver MacBook. And you, space gray MacBook.
Let me finish.
You're all just so beautiful. Just look at your 12-inch retina display and force touch trackpad. Sleep now, my lovelies. I need to tell South Africa where to buy you.
Introducing the all-new 12-inch MacBook, now thinner and lighter than ever, and available at iStore. Why would you go anywhere else? Visit myistore.co.za for more info. T's and C's apply.
This is CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back. It is CliffCentral.com. You're hanging out with myself, Ms. Prue, and the lovely Fifi Cooper here on O'Neill's show on CliffCentral.com. I think we should change it. Dude, this is our show.
I think we should make it a Fifi Cooper show. Like, what do you think?
Fifi Cooper and Ms. Prue. Hey. This is where house music meets hip-hop.
You know.
Exactly. And earlier we had a house music female artist, and right now we have another artist in studio.
It's about to get real. I'm getting comfortable now.
Now you're getting comfortable. This is your turf. We have a hip-hop DJ. Not a DJ. I love DJs. We have a hip-hop artist. His name is Malthus. Malthus, how are you?
I'm good, sister. How are you doing?
Yo, the voice. Yo. Come on. Oh, praise God.
Oh, we praise Jesus. You. Can you give him a horn, please, for the voice?
Yes. Yeah, well.
Oh, yes. Malthus, what does your name Malthus mean?
Okay. It's kind of like a metaphor. Not a metaphor, but I had to combine both my name and my surname together. So it all came down to Malcolm Fisher.
Yes. Oh, okay, yeah. I see. So it just came together.
Yeah.
Where are you originally from?
I was born in Johannesburg and raised in Detroit, And I came back a couple of years ago and started over again, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, like, why did you choose hip-hop? Why hip-hop? I always get that question. I want to hear what you're going to say.
Okay, why did I choose hip-hop?
Yeah.
What if I told you hip-hop chose me?
Oh, wow. Wow.
I didn't choose it. He just chose me.
That is actually a bit deep. That is deep.
No, it is.
Okay, well,
so now you know for your future interviews.
That's how I'm going to answer it now.
Hip-hop chose me.
That is so great.
And if there's people out there that don't know about Malthus and who you really, really are, who is Malthus Michael Fisher? Young boy that grew up in Detroit and the young boy that moved to South Africa.
Malthus is a very down-to-earth person. You know, I'm a very down-to-earth, simple guy, and I'm a bit of a perfectionist.
I heard you're OCD, though.
And there's not a lot to know. I'll leave the rest to my fans and everybody that'll like to know about me.
Yeah.
Yeah, go and dig for me.
So how is hip-hop from the U.S. different from SA hip-hop?
I'd say the variety, and as well the creativity is different. Yeah. And personally, if I had to choose where to head or what to do full time, I'll choose African hip hop because it's saturated over there.
And you can just do anything. You know? It's not just one typical sound that you have to follow or that you have to do. So, yeah.
If you had an opportunity to probably go back to the U.S. and work with someone, who would you go back and do a track with?
Pharrell.
I'm a fan of him. I'm such a huge fan.
When he came to SA, I was just perving over the pictures that people were taking of Pharrell. I was like, oh my gosh, this guy is so hot. Why weren't we there?
Yeah.
We were probably working.
No, actually, we were. We were. Yeah. He came during the week, and unfortunately, some of us were working, which is so sad to be an entertainer in the industry.
Yeah.
You get to miss such opportunities.
Yeah.
So who inspires you? Like,
A lot of people inspire me. A lot of rappers. Music-wise, you know. Life-wise. So music-wise, I would say, you know, the old news, Tupac, you know, Jay-Z on the line, you got, also J. Cole inspires me a lot, you know, new cats as well inspire me a lot. Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of people inspire me.
Ha, talking about J. Cole, I've got a beat here from J. Cole.
Oh, snap.
I know this is gonna probably be Fifi's favorite part of the interview.
Come on, drop that. Yeah,
catching me off guard like that.
No. You're the one that came with J. Cole.
Exactly. And the beat is right here in front of me.
You know?
And we would love for you to just give us a snippet of who Malthus is for those that don't know.
Okay, wait, hold up. Can I cuss on the radio?
Hello,
this is CliffCentral. Hello. We are unscripted. We are on radio, so you can say whatever you want to say.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, snap. Yeah. Malthus. Yeah.
Visionary.
I'm going to drop it down like this. I
got Phoebe Cooper in the building.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, hold up. Coming. All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's the 354. Real hardcore from the underground section and straight to New York. I'm a weatherman, I rap such a storm, and I'm doing good like I never done before. On my beat, I'ma tell you what it is. You better pay attention, cause you never what it. Okay, I'ma go, okay, one more time. Yeah. We now live on Creep. Oh, snap, man.
Central.
Okay, hold up. Going, okay.
We're going again.
We still at it.
We all got a purpose down on the surface. Glory to God Almighty, mercies upon us. We're free from curses and bless the gift that made it possible to write his verses. And wonder what would I become without a Sunday service. Proud to be running the streets, being up to no good. Did pretty well all by yourself, raising a man in the hood. And I'm misunderstood, nobody seemed to comprehend me. Told my mom I'm on a mission to make 100 grand. See? We supposed to be free since damn 94. Poverty's growing upon us like never before. I could be at this day and age. Minus strike, fight, and die for minimum wage. People slave away to give the kids an education. Hoping one day to get jobs to serve the nation. Instead of building schools, no, they're still building.
If you were to jump in now, you guys are doing a collab. So how would it go down?
No, you know, actually, when he's rapping, I was thinking about that better verse. Drop it, dog. Why you trying to hate on me?
Alright.
Cause I need your love.
I like that.
Check. But first lady like Obama, Michelle, gunning for president. Yeah, my body caught me a bat. So boo like a tit. Kale ke kokota ke bakopa ke bampule. La kale ke kolopa so na ki chita lady chap. Cause we the baddest to get. So nere zama khotena bada sola a kid. And when God is your only real reason to live, just know you will never ever have a reason to quit. Now so I spit like a labo fellow, then I make sure that I kill everybody on it. I rehit ya speed. When it's time to battle, kebo ish kya sika, bo ish kya jika, they know kya fisa. Cause we the baddest team. Oh, and vele vele tina, we don't sleep. No, you couldn't handle me, man. Even if I came in with instructions, you would ready, know the badness, chick.
Okay, let's shut it down.
Right.
Shut it down right there.
Right. Hands down.
That was real nice.
That was good.
Oh, you want the crowd now?
No.
You want the crowd now?
Yeah. There you go.
That's it.
That was too fresh. Would you guys do a collab with her? I think you just did.
Hella.
Kinda.
If we could just crop
actually,
this out. If
kinda.
We could just edit this and put it together and then launch it on YouTube or something. I think
yeah.
it could work. What do you think?
No, dog. We need something fresh. Something we're going
to
start
studio.
From scratch.
From the studio.
Yeah.
From the studio.
So we got a tweet here.
It's actually
from
a WeChat message.
Oh, it's a WeChat? I don't have WeChat. All right, cool. It says, Wola, Fifi Cooper Santia Bangena. I want to know from the guest. From the States, is it really that hardcore in the ghettos? And are black people really having it hard?
Well, there's a ghetto everywhere.
You know.
And the perception that the media is putting out there of the United States is not exactly what it is. So, you know, I get that all the time when people like, you never grew up in poverty. You never had. You always had what you wanted. And I tell them that it's not that. And the fact is there is poverty and suffering everywhere.
Yeah. Every city there's that one ghetto place,
you know. when you're doing your first track, the very first track that you ever do, and you listen back to it, maybe if it's 10 years ago and it's now at 2016, and you listen to the first track and you're like, what the hell was I saying?
Exactly.
How was your first track that you did when you started being an MC?
Yes.
Catastrophic.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That was.
And what were you talking about?
I was talking about a girl, actually, because I used to be very inspired by girls, you know, when I was starting to write. Then over time, I got deeper in hip hop and understand the fundamentals of the game of hip-hop, metaphors, bars, punchlines. Then I, you know, for nowadays, I'm not inspired by girls no more. I'm inspired by what I live.
This is for you.
So let's talk about 2016. What are you planning this year? What are you working on this year? What can we expect from you?
Okay, I'm working on a lot of stuff, but I released my track in December, actually, called NWO. And a month later, I released the remix, which is called NWO Reloaded, with Kid Tank. Right now, it's currently airing.
Okay, so now, right, you know what happened? That was not meant for you. This was meant for what you just said right now.
Oh, you confused that. You confused the whole thing.
No. This was meant for what you were saying right now, because the people that you worked with actually are amazing people.
Exactly.
And there's a track that I have here, and the NWO Reloaded, that I wanted to play immediately after. So my finger just pressed the wrong button. It's not me.
No, don't worry. You're forgiven. Thank you.
Yes, and I had a listen of the track, and it's really, really amazing. I think you're gonna like it.
I can't wait.
Yeah, so we can get straight into it now. Playing Malfa's NWO, featuring Kid Tank and a Young Swiss.
Reloaded.
It's your boy Kid Tank. This ain't a remix. It's a reload. You know we come and do it again, right? Turn it,
reload. Tell them I'm coming, I'm planning the fuck of the world. Rappers are dying and nobody's saying a word. Those that are talking and putting the words into action. Going against me, I think you're gonna need my protection.
I'm the kid in the game, running through that fast lane. Reach the tire, hit the champagne, parting bottle on the way. Still up on your face, boy. I got it cause I get it right, though. Money blow, make you rain, right? I been getting cause I played, yo. Fighting money, 3G's, boy. You got me walking on the mix, safe. The sound way, cut a water jump. It's past season, we gon' mess it up. Next thing, I'ma pull it up. Pull the bands on the highway. Skateboards on my driveway. Niggas, you check on me, yeah. You haven't seen nothing yet. I'm doing this cause I can, though. Now tell me what these niggas know about it. Tell me what these niggas know about it. Hold the do is talking. Well, I'ma hit it, get it. What you say? MWO.
Tell them I'm coming, I'm planning the fuck of the world. Rappers are dying and nobody's saying a word. Those that are talking and putting the words into action. Going against me, I think you're gonna need my protection. W-O, 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 W-O.
Nothing or something to build it, man. Y'all already know what it is. We taking over like the new world order. We no master degrees. Started from the bottom, now we here. But you don't know what I've been through. But I'm still doing me like I'm supposed to. Body tricks on the regular basis. So don't shoot the messenger. Don't wanna diss me, it's gonna be a massacre. Soon as I hop on the beat, preventing is better than girl. I'm just telling ya. Don't mess with the zone and get with the program. You come at me wrong, I embarrass ya. Now your career is hanging in balance. Wow, I'm Dennis the Menace. Yeah. My revolution be televised. For y'all haters to bear witness to greatness that's bound to rise. I tell the truth in my songs, them other rappers be telling lies. Real, recognize real. If you're real, nigga, better recognize.
Tell them I'm coming, I'm planning the fuck of the world. Rappers are dying and nobody's saying a word. Those that are talking and putting the words into action. Going against me, I think you're gonna need my protection.
W-O,
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 W-O.
Put her back on the work, put her back on the work. I tell myself I'ma make it, I pray to God we gon' make it. Me and my niggas, we way up, me and my niggas, we way up. Put her back on the work, put her back on the work. I tell myself I'ma make it. Pray God we gon' make it. Me and my niggas we way up. Me and my niggas we way up. Way up, 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 way up. Me and my niggas we way up. Kid Tank, New World.
Ballistic beat.
This is CliffCentral.com.
We're busy dabbing here.
Come on, that's a hit.
No, yeah, it is.
Thank you.
That's
thank
a hit. You. Are it you is. Pushing the song? Like,
I am pushing
to the height because I believe that. Come on, this song can change the game.
Definitely.
No, definitely you know. Can. It's a very hot track. I told you'd love it.
The
look, I wanted to twerk there, but you
no,
said
man, forget
that
twerking.
girls don't inspire.
Forget twerking. What's that new dance?
The dab.
Uh-huh. We've been dabbing. Out here. You know what?
On Cliff Central.
It's real, man.
Dabbing all over the studio.
Yeah.
Dabbing
at
all over the studio. 15
minutes after 2 o'clock, and sadly, very soon,
We are leaving.
And that is not cool at all. You're still listening to CliffCentral.com with Miss Prue and Fifi Cooperson. We're still chilling out here, so I want to know.
All right.
When listening to the first track you ever did and the music you were doing and the music that you're doing now, what has changed? Like, what do you feel like has changed from your first song to the song that we just played now?
My flow, my lyricism. Mm. My character,
mm-hmm.
my delivery.
Come on.
Mm. A whole lot of things changed. I have to point out a whole list of things.
I can't imagine. How long have you been rapping for?
10 years.
Oh, my God.
That's a long time.
Yeah,
I've been out here thinking like I'm a superstar because I've been rapping for ages. Like 10?
10 years. That's a long time.
That's a long time.
And what can people expect from you from 2016 and forward?
Forward. A lot
like
of hits.
5 years.
5 years time.
A lot of hits and expect the unexpected, which is me being on top of the game.
Yeah.
And changing the game and not conform to whatever that's there already.
Are you the type of people that would get into this whole beefing thing?
No, I'm not like that.
That's yeah. A very
I don't
good
have time
question.
Like I don't have time for that.
We have time like, for good music.
Good music. I'm an entertainer, so
yeah.
I'd rather be in studio, cook something fresh than think any lyrics that you know that you're not even gonna use on any song, like
exactly.
What a waste,
exactly.
You know,
exactly. So, and with the whole beef, yeah, AK and Casper thing, I think it's played out now.
No, but like
in
2016,
was,
I don't
exactly.
think they'll, you know, go back to that.
No,
life.
We can't. No, we can't. Definitely. Mm. So, where can people catch your music? Where can people download your music?
Social networks.
Okay, my social networks are. My Twitter handle is @Malthus N2S.
I wanted to ask you, what's the N2S?
Nothing to something. This is
oh,
my,
yeah.
my own record label.
Oh, okay.
Nothing to something.
I feel like my accent is changing. Dude. I need to like move to the States.
Oh, my God.
No, you know what? Before we continue, but I gotta compliment you. You know what?
What?
Real talk.
Yeah.
You're one of the realest MCs I ever heard locally. Ever like in South Africa, I gotta give it up to you. You're holding it down. You're
oh
holding it down.
God.
You're making me. You make hip hop proud. Actually,
oh my God, thank
seriously.
You so much.
Yeah,
I need water.
Just water, not another horn.
Yeah, probably another horn.
Not for the last
we'll
time.
Do. Thank you so much. I appreciate
central.
It.
Pleasure. So my Twitter handle is Malthus N2S. Instagram still the same, Malthus N2S. On Facebook, big caps Malthus. And also on SoundCloud, that's where you can get my songs and download and also stream my songs. SoundCloud.com/Malthus N2S. So basically it's N2S everywhere.
Malthus N2S everywhere.
N2S everywhere.
No, it was good. It was good hanging with you. But we just want to play a quick game with you.
Right on.
We're going to say something and then you're going to finish off
the... Feeling the missing words.
Exactly.
Oh, snap. I never knew this thing would come back to me one day.
Just for fun, because Fifi and I are very fun people, so we just want to spread the funness.
Funness.
Because
you don't have to
Friday.
Think about it. It needs to be quick.
It must be fast, like boom, boom, boom.
Abashu.
Okay.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. Hip-hop is?
My life.
Without music, I'm?
Dead.
Beyonce is?
Overrated.
I would never?
I'll never go without spitting bars. Yeah.
Dope. If Tupac came back, I would
be put him on the track.
Oh, dope.
Oh, dope. Yeah. And my celebrity crush is
Johanna, what's that girl's name again?
No, locally.
Locally. Oh,
yes.
Locally. I can't believe this. I don't have one.
Hello. How you doing?
Seriously. No, I don't have one.
How come? Oh my god.
Dude, you're sitting in front of two pretty ladies. I'd like to think we're pretty. But ladies don't inspire you anymore. But I'd like to think we're pretty. So I hope we're inspiring you to have a crush soon.
Okay. What's that girl? Mini Dlamini.
Mini Dlamini.
Oh, yes. She's kind of hot. So, yeah, I got to give it to her. Yeah, she's hot.
She's very hot.
Yeah.
Before we leave, though, I just want to put this girl here on the spot.
Right.
Which girl now?
You.
Is this like...
You know, they're telling me in my ear, please, we're going to put her on the spot. So I'm like, okay, fine. I don't want to do this, but it's my girl and she's good.
Cool.
And we're going to give her a really good beat that she's going to flow on.
Okay, play.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I replay and she's throwing her hands in the air. Okay.
Woo! Oh, my God.
Oh, snap.
Oh, my God. Are you ready?
Oh.
Fifi Cooperson. On Clef Central with Miss Crew and Malvis. Check. Nobody got to the link, cause it's pinning the link, cause it's flipping up back on my talk. What make you can a little give a pepper joke? Give a teller joke? Give a chat that would be for no, cause my was sick of no. Ooh. Gonna send a kid to Kakulu, like what a fast Mazako lady, no Otto, like Kakamul. Give a bell, a lock, a cut the loss, a son, a ram, a sum, a demo, hot, the Yako Kakulu. So no, I can send a habedi, Hararo, Kala Kakulu, la Senna, Kimotsoko, Wako, Hepa, Pison, Wakaluna, Lele, Miller, and Lila Fella, Bona Catato, Vitina, Kipahama Fella, Bona Catato. Fifi girl, I'm coming through, kiss it easy cause I'm Fifi girl. Get you to fella with Miss Proof, Fifi girl. We just do the old nice things and we chilling, yo man. It's a freestyle from top of the top of so. Get a hagai kwala so when I chill a bikinya, na kyo bitsa bikinya. Kyo khosetle bikinya, kyo khosekhele motoko, kyo khosikinye bikinya. Yeah. Fifi Cooper ka skili so dura, ene kyao buwa, ene kyao chuta. Haki bitsa kya ba sutra, ene kya ba buka, ene na ki buka, buka, benedika, reba kene bikinya na reba chela reka, Cliff Central, no kere, kidi waka, Friday, what, do a guy, now let's go. Freestyle.
Oh my gosh, when hip hop meets house, this is what goes down. You run out of time.
Why though?
We need more time. Oh my gosh. We're gonna actually snip that out and put it on our website. Why not?
Oh well. Why not?
Because we can.
It's good. The end of the show. It's still cliffcentral.com with Miss Prue and Fifi Cooper. We're still hanging out with Malfus. And we had a great time. We have to say goodbye. Don't forget to catch me on Twitter at Fifi Cooperson, Facebook fan page, Fifi Cooperson, Instagram, KE_FifiCooperson.
Exactly. And I am your host, Miss Prue. My Twitter handle is MissPrue_DJ. And my Instagram one is the same. So it's MissPrue_DJ. I've had an awesome time chilling on O'Neill's show.
Me too.
I think it was a re-up of notes when house music meets hip hop. And we pulled it off quite well. What do you think?
We did.
So I'd like to write a personal lesson for Rina and to Gareth. Dear Gareth and Rina, I am hereby asking you for a repeat of the re-up of myself and Fifi Cooperson. What do you think?
Yeah. Even our fans can like tweet Cliff Central now and say, please, we'll be back.
We'll be back. Yeah. So depending on what they say, we'll definitely be back. We're going to play out with one of Malfus's track. It's on his, where can we get it? On
Sound? It's not out yet.
It's not out yet.
Mm-mm. Okay. It's a surprise. Yeah,
exclusive.
this track is going to shake up the industry.
Play it.
Yeah, so thank you so much for joining us. So Neil, I hope you're sick again next week, buddy. Because you're coming in. No offense. Let me just put this through.
You don't want me to stop rapping.
No, I don't.
No, it's fine. Just be honest with me, my friend. Because you're my friend.
Exactly. I don't want you to stop rapping. And that's why. Okay, thank you so much for joining us. We've had an awesome time. Fifi?
Yeah, I had a great time. Not finishing my tattoo was actually really worth it.
Exactly. Thank you so much. So here is Robin Hood by Malfus.
This is CliffCentral.com.